Sexy Horn Dogs fans, I have a VIP club membership now available on sexyhorndogs.com. For only $10 a month, you get an exclusive erotic episode from me. That's only for $10 a month. Look for the link on sexyhorndogs.com today. And I can't wait for you to hear the special episode that I've recorded for my VIP club members only. I'm just like the girl next door. I go to the grocery store, I take my kids to softball practice, and I do all the normal things that everybody else does. But I love to talk about sex. Hello, this is Miss J. I've created this uncensored podcast to talk about sex in great detail. I'm not leaving anything off the table. Make sure there's no little ears around. It's definitely not for everybody, but you might be more intrigued than you thought.
This is the Sexy Horn Dogs podcast. Now here's your host, Miss J.
Welcome in, Sexy Horn Dogs. Today, I have Minx with me. Minx, how old are you and where are you from?
I'm 29 and I'm from Southern California.
Nice. And do you consider yourself a sex addict?
A sex addict. I would say there are certain times of my life where I am very hypersexual, but I would not say a sex addict because I can go for a period of time like of celibacy as well. But sexually, I think I do have a very passionate like sex life, and I do feel like it changes a part of me and it makes you a little more carnal, and I love that.
What age did you start having sex?
Okay, so I lost my virginity to this football player when I was 16 as a cheerleader.
So do you like sex?
I love sex, honestly. I love it so much.
What's your favorite position?
Oh, God. What's my favorite?
Do you have a favorite or you just like them all?
I think that I've changed a little bit over time. But one that's like orgasm 1000% going to happen is doggy, because I can reach my clit and I can use a vibrator and then they can be behind me. Because I like all the plates spinning at once. Like I like.
You like all the senses.
Like, yeah, I heard that there's like 4 different zones.
Right.
For orgasms for women, I think it's 4. I could be wrong, but I heard you can have a clitoris orgasm. You can have your G-spot, your cervix, and then anal.
Correct.
Your cervix through anal.
Correct. Good job. Listen to you.
And I love all of those, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. And you were talking about that you like to use toys when you're having sex.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of toys do you like?
So right now, oh my God, I have a dildo, like a regular one, but it has a hole in it and you can like sploosh cum through it, like cream pies,
uh-huh.
Fake cum lube. It's so hot. It's so good. I love this shit. And it just looks like a normal,
How big is it?
It's someone sculpted. It's like a latexy feel, and it's about medium squish. Not too hard, not too soft. And
how long and how thick is it?
It's like a, I would say it's like an inch thick, inch and a half thick, and then it's like, I don't know. I'm a hairstylist. I should know how to fucking do inches. It's about 5 or 6, I want to say.
Okay, so you like average size cocks.
Oh, 1000%. I have like a very short torso, so I don't need, my cervix doesn't.
So you don't need a big dick to satisfy you. You are very small and petite.
No, but, like, if someone's going to rearrange my guts, I'm cool with it to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Got you. So when you're shorter, you can't take as much dick? And when you're taller, you can take more?
I think it's just like you, when you want to take more dick, either anally or in my pussy, like I think you need practice. You just need practice because it's like muscles, you know?
Right.
Just need to like warm them up. So if you're trying to go for stretching or stuff like that, that's what I think you need to do. I've practiced that a little bit with anal by myself.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. Now, do you, we'll just dive in. So you like anal then?
Yes. Am I good at it? No. Not yet. I just practice it, but it feels so fucking good. Like, you need to have double penetration. It is the best orgasm. It's like an orgasm times 10,000.
Correct.
The best orgasm you'll ever have in your life. And I was like...
She's right.
I was young, so that made an impression. I was like, really? And so I never had it, like, in relationships, I never had a problem with trying, like, fingers in your ass or, like, trying little things. But to say that I'm good at, you know, not yet. But if the right lucky person might make me good at it.
Well, it's not if you're good at it. It's the right lucky person that can go slow enough to get in. And not hurt
someone
you.
Someone patient, yeah.
Exactly. So what kind of toys do you use besides, do you have anything else besides a dildo? Or is that the only toy you use?
Hell yeah. I have this, toy. I don't know if you want to look at it. I have it right here. It's clean.
What's the name of it?
Oh, that's, it's like,
that's the G-spot with the anal.
Do you see it?
Yeah. It's okay, similar to mine, but mine vibrates. So it's
got, really?
Yep.
So it's like the rocking shape so you can wear it.
Right. It goes in both holes and it goes on your clitoris.
Yep. And it basically gets everything, which is like what I want. Basically. After she told me that, I was like, okay, so there has to be a balance for a really good orgasm. And this is like, if you look at it, it's so balanced because it has your clit, your G-spot, and anally. Oh my God, this thing is incredible. And I can wear it. I could walk around in this thing, which I have done before.
Oh, does it give you an orgasm by walking?
I've tried to have an orgasm walking around in public, but it hasn't happened yet for me, but like, okay. I'm trying to do it.
You are still young. You have not reached your sexual peak yet. So just wait. Just wait. You have no idea what's waiting for you, honey.
Oh, really?
Yes, 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 yes. Do you have any special kinks?
The first thing that caught my attention that I thought was kind of niche or kind of like, okay, this isn't everybody. This isn't for everybody. Was I went through this period where I wanted to watch movies all the time when I was in hair school, and I would watch movies and movies and movies, and eventually I saw Lolita. Have you seen it?
No.
Lolita is about an older man. He's like a French writer or something. He moves in with a woman and he's supposed to marry her. But then the daughter is like 14, I want to say. And it's like this very taboo movie that came out a long time ago.
Okay.
And also, it's kind of like American Beauty.
Okay.
And there's a new movie that came out that's just like it as well. I forgot what it's called, but it has Jenna Ortega in it. And she's so hot. She also plays like bi characters. She was Wednesday.
Do you like women?
Oh, I love women.
So you're bisexual then?
I think that I'm pansexual.
Now, what is your definition of pansexual? It seems like everybody has their own.
So my understanding is that it's, your setup doesn't really matter at all. So like, I think trans people are hot sometimes. Usually trans men. So women to men. So they're trans men. They can be so hot. Playboy has a trans man working for them. Oh my God, he's so hot. Oh, he's so cute. I followed them, Playboy. And then, what else? find like pretty boys a little bit hot, but then I also like big burly guys. And then with women, I love women. I have such a specific type, but I think it's changing a little bit. But it started out, because I think I started out later, I love brunettes. Brunettes that are a little bit femme, but they don't wear a lot of makeup. Like, so specific, and I feel like kind of rude for being that specific, but I don't know.
You just have a type. You know what you like, you know what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have a type based on my first sexual experience with a girl.
So you have had a sexual experience with a girl. How did it go?
Great.
How did you feel?
It's great.
How did you feel?
I felt like submissive, I guess. I felt good. I felt really, she's just so hot. She's so hot. Jesus. And it's not just her look and her body. Her attitude is insane. Like, she's so funny.
Do you think women turn you on or men turn you on more? What turns you on more, women or men?
That's such a dumb question. It's like different ways, like wine and cocktails. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a different kind of drunk, or it's a different kind of pleasure. But at this point, I feel like with women, there's more emotional safety in it for me that I feel. I feel more emotionally secure having sex with women over men, just because I've had more experiences with men. Now, if I had the same amount of experiences that I did with women, I'm pretty sure I'd have my struggle trusting on each side, because I've heard, you know, those kinds of relationships have their own stuff too. So right now, I'm really into, like, women. They're so hot. So, so hot.
So you just have phases right now, because you're so young and you're just going through so many different things that you don't even know what you want yet. Do you think that's it? Or you're just open just to be open?
I think I'm going through phases. I think, yeah, definitely allowing myself to move through phases right now.
And you're keeping an open mind. That's awesome. So what is your favorite part of a woman's body?
Oh, my God. Well, I would honestly say, like, her punani, like, straight up. Like, it's, like, so much easier than giving head. Head is fun to give. Giving a man head is so fun to give. But eating a woman out is like making out with somebody. It's so easy. It's literally just like another pair of lips. And so I love to eat pussy. Like, oh my God.
And you would say you're good at it then?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, okay. 1,000%.
So which would you rather prefer? Pleasing a man or pleasing a woman?
They're both hot.
Okay. All right.
I can imagine both scenarios, like, practically.
Do you eat like ass?
Yeah, I have eaten ass before.
Do you like eating ass? Does it turn you on?
In the moment, sometimes.
Does it turn you on?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
I'm, like, still a little bit shy about that, I think.
Why?
Why? I don't know. I don't know. I just haven't tried it as much. Also, I'm scared of people who don't have a clean booty hole.
Well, they have to be shaved. I mean, do you like a woman to be, you know, well groomed?
Oh, with men.
Men, yes. You like a manscaped?
I'm saying I'm scared of men's booty holes, but women's booty holes I'm probably not as scared of. And I would totally eat ass. Yeah, for sure.
Now, do you prefer older women, older men, younger women your age, men your age? What do you prefer?
I like them all. I like them all.
You like them all.
I swear, there's something good about each one. There's something good about each one.
So you're not biased at all. Like, you just want to fucking suck anything and everything.
Pretty much.
Got it. I like that.
Pretty much.
I love that about you.
Thank you.
So, were you ever in the industry?
I was for a few minutes during the pandemic. You know, when a lot of women started their OnlyFans account, I was one of them.
What did you do?
I posted lewds and nudes, and then I started doing customs.
And what did that entail?
It entailed, like, everything. Like, I showed them me using toys up close, and they could see every part of my body. And photo sets where they could see every part of my body.
Did you do any dominant? Okay. They were welcome.
I've had time over the years to think about what I would want to leave on the internet another time if I should try it again. Because I took it down.
Did you?
I had my worst. I had my worst fear happen to me with that. You know, people from my hometown hit me up, were kind of condescending about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt my feelings. And I was like, damn. But then I had a lot of time to think about that. And I'm like, if you're weird, stay out of my sex life, dude. Like, stay out, you know? You don't really belong there anyways. It was a friend that I heard from. And I'm like, you have to click enough buttons to get in there and see me doing that stuff, right?
Correct.
So who really is making the shameful decision? Like, are you, like, you're making yourself uncomfortable. This is my sex life. They're exhibitionists, and there are people that keep it to themselves, but there's no difference in value of that person. And, you know, they can keep themselves away from my sex life. That's on them.
And people, all people have sex. Everybody has sex. Everybody wants exactly. to do it, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Exactly.
Now, where's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I knew we were going to get this question, and I'm excited. Okay, so I was about 19, 20. I was with a group of friends. One was going to DJ for a sorority party. So he's DJing, and my best friend and I came along, and we were doing some bar stuff. And this bus of sorority girls in all white, because it's a blackout party, like with black lights and glow in the dark and stuff, right? All of these sorority girls, super cute, get off this bus. They just buses and buses of sorority girls in all white outfits coming through these doors of this big warehouse. The warehouse, when you went into it, there were stripper poles, there was the stage with the DJ, there was the bar at the entrance. And this place was fucking huge. Like, the ceilings were so high. And it was just a blast. I was making the worst drinks, and they didn't care. I'm not a bartender. Not really. But we were making them drinks, and it was fun. I actually have a scar from that night, because I was playing on one of the stripper poles, and I fell, and I hit my shin on the stage. And, yeah, there was a bubble machine. It was crazy. Anyways, one of our friends, not the DJ, the other one, super hot guy I grew up with in my area. He and I made our way through these big-ass curtains that they use as walls in this warehouse and go through a few rooms of, like, curtains, and it's a very high ceiling. This place is huge. And we make our way to the end of the warehouse, which is just another big space, and all they have is boats and, like, sorry, they have boats and quads and dirt bikes and all of someone's toys like that over on the side. And so I don't know whose idea it was, but he and I, we had sex on the quad.
That's nice.
It was so crazy, and it worked. And I don't know if it just worked so well because we were so, so drunk. But, like, I remember we had sex on the quad, and I'll never forget that. That was, like, such a – it was, like, a very exciting, empowering,
So you've never fun. Done sex like that before? You've never had sex out in public before, out in the open? You've never been spontaneous like that before?
I feel like I have. I feel like I have, but never in such a strange scenario.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, I mean, like, I've walked around with my own sex toys, and
Okay. What line will you not cross in the bedroom?
I don't like, as far as like role playing and, talking to each other, I just don't like some derogatory stuff. There's like some derogatory words and actions I don't like.
Well, tell me, elaborate, tell me.
And I say derogatory, and I mean that towards, I feel that towards me, even sexually. Sometimes it feels empowering for people to, like, humiliation is a kink, like, totally understand, but for me, I get booty hurt.
You don't want to be called like, a fucking whore. Like, bend over, you fucking whore. Or a slut.
I feel like maybe, like, whore and slut in the right scenario would be fine. But...
So basically don't say get over here, bitch.
Yeah, I guess just the way you're talking to me. I want to be I want to feel like encouraged 1000%. And
do you like a man to dominate you?
What?
You like a man to dominate you, or do you like to be the dominating?
I like to dominate sometimes. And then I like I would say 60% of the time the other person to dominate.
Okay, so when you're dominating, what do you have these men do?
I have picked someone before. But that was crazy. That was kind of an interesting experience because I got to experience a different side of things in a way.
How so?
I got to feel like touching someone's torso area while they have something penetrate inside of them, and the way their body kind of like moves in it, it's like a wave, like a sensation that's like a wave in their body, and you just like feel them, like you can like feel that instead of having that wave happen within yourself and then they're experiencing. I don't know, it was cool. It was like I felt like kind of like a dude a little bit. This is probably what a dude's experience feels like a little bit more, when you're touching someone's body and they're like underneath you or you're topping them or something.
Okay. So have you had sex with someone that was having sex with somebody else and you were on top of them? Is that what you're saying?
No. I freaking wish. That would be so, that's a dream for sure.
Right? Okay.
Double penetration. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's my dream too, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so like just
that's my fantasy.
The only thing that I think is in the way right now is just practicing. Just practicing and being less shy, being more confident, and figuring the logistics out, because right now I can't even handle my toy in my ass. Like, I can't handle it very well. I have to work my way into it, and that's just that in one hole.
You have to be very, very relaxed and make sure you have lots of lube when you're going with the anal.
Oh, and I love using coconut oil as lube.
Okay. I've never heard that.
Really?
No.
It's like, it's good for you. It's okay for your body. You could put it inside of you.
Really? So you masturbate with that?
Oh, yeah. 1000%.
Okay, Minx, I'm going to stop you right there. We're out of time for today. I'm going to have you back for another episode because this is just so good. Don't forget to make sure that you subscribe to Spotify and Apple Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you subscribe. That way you know when I drop new episodes every Friday. And remember, sexy horn dogs, it's not about fucking around. It's about fucking great.
This is the Sexy Horn Dogs Podcast.
I have some really big announcements to make, sexy horn dogs. That's right. I have a VIP club membership on my webpage. For only $10 a month, you get exclusive erotic episode from me, and I will also be shouting out your name on my podcast. That's only for $10 a month. Go to sexyhorndogs.com and subscribe today. By subscribing and becoming a VIP member, you're helping to continue these programs, and I can't wait for you to hear the special podcast that I've recorded for you. Well, I really need to get off now, and I hope you do too. So thanks for listening to me today. Until next time, it's not about fucking around. It's about fucking great.